I just got this great book that helps remember stuff. It's got all these little pneumatic, what is that, devices to help?
Mnemonic
devices, yeah. It's really helping me remember things.
Cool, can I borrow it?
Now, where'd I put that book? Okay, book reminds me of reading. Reading reminds me of school. School reminds me of where I met my ex-wife. And my ex-wife reminds me of pain. And, oh, I left it in the dentist office.
Hey, that really works.
Those Awful, Awful Men present Four Short Stories of Loss, Part 2. Story number 3, Losing Your Cool.
There are certain things that hold true for dating, whether you're a kid or an old fart like me. You should be charming, and you should try and be yourself. If there's one thing the years have taught me, it's to be yourself. So I'm out with this lovely woman, and we are having the best time. Okay, I'm no George Clooney, but I clean up nice, and I have the power to amuse. We have a little dinner, and then we go see a movie. Nice! Everything is going smoothly. After the movie, we decide to go out and have a late night evening drink. It's a cold, blustery night, so, being a gentleman, I tell my date to wait in the warm vestibule while I go out and get the car and swing round to pick her up. Chivalry lives. I bundle up and I wander out. I'm in a good mood. She's great, and she hasn't run screaming from me yet. It's all good. I'll get the car, we'll go have that drink. Perfect. I'll just get the car. So, okay. The car. Like most disasters, I was slow to see it coming. Where's the car? Silly me, I must have walked up the wrong line. I cross and go up the next line. No car. Slowly it dawns on me, I have no idea where the car is. This is ridiculous. Where did I park the car? Nothing. I had been so engrossed in the company of my beautiful friend that I had not reserved those 3 brain cells necessary to remember where the car was. What am I going to do? I realize I'm still comfortably in the wait zone. She's not wondering where I am yet. My heart starts to beat faster. Damn it! Where's the bloody car? My mind starts to race. Okay, brain, you've had your laugh. Now, where did you put that car? Great, now I'm Homer Simpson. What am I going to do? Where is the car? I feel precious minutes of my comfort zone slipping through my fingers. I have to find that car, and I have to find it now, or the night is finished. You don't laugh this off. You don't go back and say, here's money for a cab. I lost the car. Something like this early in the game, fatal. I can see her on the phone with her friends. He couldn't find his car. This is crazy. Stolen? Yeah, that's it, stolen. I didn't lose it. It was stolen. Had to be. I'm not so stupid as to... Oh, God, the zone is gone now. She's got to be wondering where I am. I'm in the Wonder Zone. Shit! Stolen. I can report it... No, I can't. I can't do that. It must be... Wait. Oh, thank God, there's the car.
Hi. Sorry I took a moment. I wanted to warm the car up for you.
Okay, so sometimes it's not such a great idea to be yourself.
Story number 4, Loss and Redemption.
When you live in an extremely rural place, and I mean 8 to 12 hours over terrible roads to get to any kind of decent store, if you're going to take the trip to town, you got to keep it secret. I learned this the hard way, because what happens is you're presented with wads of cash and lists, and your free weekend in town becomes a treasure hunt for other people. I learned this the hard way, as on my first trip out, I was coming back with a half-ton pickup piled above the stock racks with $2,500 worth of groceries. Snow was falling lightly, but I wasn't worried. I had new rubber on the 4x4 and she was working great. And actually, I liked the way the snow evened out the washboard a bit in the run north from Slave Lake. I had the stereo cranked as I blasted at an imprudent speed through the snowy darkness. I'd love a good road trip. Look, I'm not an idiot. I was checking in the side view mirrors to make sure everything was good, and the tarp was holding fast. When my headlights finally broke over the hill before camp, a small crowd began to gather, all waiting for some treat I'd been paid to retrieve. The moment I opened my door, I knew I was screwed. I could see the tailgate was down. Even though the tarp had held, I'd been slowly leaking groceries on every bump over 200 kilometers of bush road in a snowstorm. The joy at my arrival was seriously diminished by the loss of all the groceries. Everybody just stood there, an angry mob in the larval stage, just waiting for their brains to absorb the loss before a leader emerged, and they reacted by running me over with my own truck. But I've got skills. Wait, I yelled. Wait, we're saved! I had all the tobacco and booze in the cab of the truck. No longer the hopeless boob who lost the groceries. I was suddenly the hero who saved the booze and smokes. There was much rejoicing, and I was no longer the rookie in camp, because everybody knew I had my priorities in the right place. Have you ever noticed that the distance you travel is proportional to the importance of the items you forgot at home?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, if the longer you travel, the more important it is stuff that you forgot. You know, if you go half a block without something and you remember, it's nothing important. It's like your gum, but you go halfway across the country and what you forgot is going to be like everything, your money, everything.
This is your way of telling me you forgot the beer, isn't it?
Yeah.